I thought this weekend was amazing. There were about 48 events that happened this weekend, and so people were really celebrating life all over the city. So we believe this was the most amount of events that we've had in any ceasefire so far, and all of the events that I went to 9 events myself, and all of them were well attended. And so not only did people plan events, but people actually came out and took advantage of the food and resources and just the joy that was happening all over the city. And nobody was killed because of community violence. There were no shootings or stabbings that led to murder this weekend. And we went into the ceasefire with life. So all day Thursday, nobody had been killed. And so we were really excited as organizers that we were going into the weekend with good life.
Police reported 2 shootings over the weekend?
Yes, there were some shootings over the weekend. Typically, there are shootings. The November ceasefire was the only one where there were literally 48 hours with no shooting. So what happened in November is Officer Tony Mason was killed. So there was one murder that weekend. And then when it made the news that a murder happened, for the next 48 hours, there was 0 shootings. And so we believe that what happens is when people know that there's a ceasefire, they actually honor it.
And a quote think that was poignant. I heard you say it's not just the weekend that counts, but the work in between.
It's absolutely the work in between. A lot of people don't understand that what's happening. One reason we wait for 3 months is so that residents all over the city can be doing outreach in their community and in other communities to find out what's going on in people's lives and what people actually need, so we can be trying to address the root causes of violence. We know that this murder epidemic is a public health issue, and so we can't just say, we're going to ask people not to kill every 3 months. We have to be in the streets loving on people in those 3 months in between and helping each other get what we need so that we can keep our community safe.
So we're looking for August for the next ceasefire week.
Absolutely. It's the 1-year anniversary of the Baltimore ceasefire weekend. And so as an organizing squad, we're planning a lot of events. Big events our own self. We generally don't plan ourselves big events, but we're planning big stuff for August.
Thank you so much, Erica. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Have a great day.